Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hello, Savvy Scribes, and welcome to another episode all about essential content writing skills for business. And today I'm talking all by myself, all alone, no guest expert today. But we have had so many guest experts this past year that have done amazing workshops within our group and our membership for you to check out right now. If you head on over to savvynursewriter.com, click on Get Started and join the course and membership. And you could choose from an option. You could do the monthly membership or the yearly, whatever floats your boat right now. Either way, you're going to get some access to these great, great resources that I have stored inside there for you. We've done awesome workshops this past year that I really want you to take advantage of, especially if you're serious about growing your freelance writing business. So head on over to savvynursewriter.com, click on Get Started, click on Course and Membership, and let's get started today on essential content writing skills for business.
Savvy Scribe Podcast.
A podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or savvynursewriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show.
You've heard me talk about it, systems and processes. My favorite one for productivity is called ClickUp. If you use my affiliate link, you will get a deal if you come on over to savvynursewriter.com and click on resources and business tools. You'll find the link there and it will change your life. All right, our first essential content writing skills for business. We're going to talk about how content creation is truly the heart and soul, right, of every effective digital marketing campaign, content that's out there, everything. So if you're looking to try to make more sales for yourself or increase leads, collect contact information, content writing skills is what you need, okay? Within this podcast episode, we're going to discover some essential content writing skills that will help you not only grow your business, but learn how to write catchy headlines and captivating intros. So first, what are essential content writing skills that will help you grow your business? What are they? So first, we're going to understand our client's voice. This can be very tricky. You have to do some background research about your client before you can go and write a content piece for them. I'm going to repeat that again. You need to do some background research about your client before you can go and write a content piece for them. On top of that, you also should have your own unique voice. Your unique voice is what makes your piece different than mine or anyone else's. I personally like to write in a conversational type of way. How I write is a lot about how I talk, but not always. You have to make sure your client wants you to speak not only in their voice, but with a touch of your voice. Does that make sense, or did I just muddy the pedal, right? You have to really know your client. And when we have, if you're not, first off, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're new to the website, welcome. But over on the website, we have a job board. Everybody can come to the job board. You do not need to be a paid member of the membership to be part of the job board or to be part of the writer directory. Does it up your chances in getting selected for an article? Of course it does. Members are always first. But if you are on the job board and you fill out one of the intent to write forms for one of our clients inside the agency, and you don't read about the client, then you're doing yourself a disservice, not only for you, but for the client, right? The client wants us to write content that speaks to their brand, their messaging. And if you're not doing, if you're just writing because you want to write, that is not going to help you as a writer. It's going to help you. I mean, it could help you as a writer, but it's not going to help our client. You're not going to gain more clients. You're not going to have a good piece for a portfolio. All the, like, it's a downward spiral. So take this first essential step into getting to know your client's voice and your client, you know, everything about your client. Okay. Another essential content writing skill is to know a little bit of SEO. First, what is SEO? SEO, if you've heard me talk about it before, is search engine optimization. It's a unique service people offer that help content websites rank higher in search engine results. You have to know just a little bit. Even if it's not a specialized service you offer, you have to know a little bit about SEO to create great content for your clients. Some tips on this, okay? Add a keyword list for a client. If you don't know how to do keyword research, ask the client for this, because this is an essential service that they would want from you, and you can figure this out, trust me. But ask for a keyword list from them from the start and include that main keyword in your first 100 words of the content. You should also include it, if appropriate, okay, in your subheading. You should never, ever, ever, ever do keyword stuffing or stuff keywords to try to make your piece rank higher on Google. It just won't work, my friends. Google is smarter than you think. It knows when you're trying to stuff keywords. It knows when it's a robotic type of piece. That's why you'll hear out there that there's freelancers are scared for their job as writers because they're afraid that AI is going to come in and write for them. We know as nurses that AI robots aren't going to take over for the human touch. Okay, so we need to give our personal touch to our clients' work. And Google knows that. Google knows when there is somebody trying to create content that is keyword stuffed. Okay, third essential content writing skill for business is know how to research. iPride, my content agency, WriteRN, on the fact that we provide the most up-to-date, evidence-based content articles for our clients. Therefore, my writers have to know how to do research. Many of us learn to do this in our Bachelor's of Nursing program as nurses, but you have to be able to find some reputable research. Reputable, you guys, not this like Facebook, you know, media stuff that they're sending us. What is evidence-based research? If you don't know how to do evidence-based research, you need to go back before you ever write anything for a client and learn how to do great research. And then make sure that you are not stealing research from your client's competitor. Another, what is this, number four now? Yes, we're at number four. Write some catchy headlines. It's tough. I know. It's very tough to come up with some catchy headlines all the time, but it truly is worth the effort if you do it right. In this day and age, it's easy to be distracted and keep going on with your day, but your goal as a writer with every single piece of content should be to make your reader read on, starting from the intro and continuing throughout your introduction. So your first goal is to have them read the headline and go, oh, click. Okay, they open it. The next goal is to that first line. You gotta hook your reader. That's why they call it the catch and the hook. You gotta hook them, keep them reading. Even if, you know, a lot of us on the internet are reading things and then we're skimming them. Okay, so even if you catch them with your headline, make sure your subheadlines are also catchy so that they can keep reading and digest the information by just reading headlines if they need to. Your headline should be like an overall picture of what you wrote underneath the headline. Okay, the last tip I have, and this is one that helped me so much when I first started out as a writer. Do I have you hooked? Do you got that? Is to have an awesome editor. Okay, so what I just said, I just literally did this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just did what I told you guys to do, right? I gave you a hook there and then I gave you a subheadline of have an awesome editor. Okay, without, even though this is a podcast, if you were just reading what I just said, you would read have an awesome editor and go, okay, that's what she's saying in her fifth bullet point here is to have an awesome editor. Now I'm saying that I believe that great writers are because of great editors. I don't, if you don't have an editor, you guys, it's time to get one. Okay. I know you might think, and you might've been told that you're a great writer. You can pat yourself on the back. I take a bow. I know you're so great, but even those who sell out books that are on the New York Times bestseller list need an editor. So I'm so sorry to break your bubble, you great writer, you, but you also need an editor. There's nothing wrong with sending it in to an editor and getting a few red lines to make your piece even better for your client. Your client deserves it. They hired you. They are paying for great content. All right. So let's go through those again, just to wrap up this episode. Understand your client's voice. Know a little bit about SEO. Know how to research, write some catchy headlines, and have an awesome editor. I hope these 5 tips help you as these essential content writing skills for business have told you. That made no sense, but that's okay. You guys get what I'm saying here. Take them, run, come on over to the Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and share any tips you have. Help other writers. That's why I love our group over on Facebook, because everybody's helping everybody. And that's what nursing is all about, right? Helping each other. So let's translate our nursing skills into helping each other grow some profitable health writing businesses. Thanks for listening as always. Hey, and if you like the show, can you do me a favor and do a review over on iTunes? I would love it. Appreciate you all and have a great, great rest of your day.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.